Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At Mueller, we're always looking for opportunities to improve your experience. We're a world leader in technology, utilizing the latest equipment to manufacture quality steel buildings and metal roofing products. Hear what our employees have to say about Mueller's in-house manufacturing and innovative technology.
Mueller is on the front lines, the cutting edge of manufacturing technology. We're always looking to improve our equipment.
And the reason we do that is our customers get a better value.
It's very important that Mueller makes our own material. It creates, I think, a sense of confidence for the customer knowing where that product is coming from.
We serve our customers through many convenient locations across the Southwest. Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a branch near you. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, it was a bloodbath in nearly the entire commodity complex yesterday. No matter where you looked, futures were substantially lower. But grains and hogs were exceptionally lower, with corn and hogs limit down. Soybeans made an historic one-day drop as selling erupted. The decline of grain futures did nothing to stem the selling tide. Generally, cattle would have benefited from such a severe price decline. Only feeder cattle were able to close higher in the 2022 contracts. The culmination of a number of issues triggered liquidation that will be difficult to recover from. Hogs had extended price limits, with July and August using all of it. Technical selling erupted as it did in other commodities, but heavy selling was also the result of plunging cash price. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed a decline of $6.17. The fact that cutouts jumped $4.31 had no impact on the market. Neither did strong weekly export sales of 29,300 metric tons, except for the fact that China was not listed as a buyer. Higher wheat prices overnight, with all three exchanges posting gains. Wheat contracts closed down 9 to 25 cents on Thursday, and it felt like a victory considering what was happening in the row crops. It wasn't very often one can say Minneapolis wheat was the safe harbor in the storm, but that was indeed the case the previous session. Chicago and Kansas City traded at two-month lows yesterday, while Minneapolis maintained its range-bound to higher trade. Winter wheat contracts have quite a hill to climb to start turning trends back higher, even with the 15 to 20 cent gains overnight. Solidly higher corn prices overnight, which is encouraging to see, but hardly makes a dent in the limit lower close posted Thursday. Corn futures will see expanded limits of 60 cents today, so traders beware. The sell pressure in corn yesterday was exacerbated by the incredible liquidation event going on in the soy complex. To be fair, the heavy selling wasn't confined to the ag space, as energies, metals, bonds, livestock, and lumber were extreme selling. We'll check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
August live cattle down 382 yesterday, 121.10. October down 340, 126.57. August feeder cattle down 30, 157.40. September down 70, 159.10. July hogs down 450 at 111. Kansas City wheat, July down 25 and a half, 585 and a quarter. September is down 25 cents, 594 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, July down 23 and three quarters at 639. September is down 22 and three quarters at 643. July corn's down 40 cents, 633. September down 40 cents, 548 and a half. The July soybeans down 118 and three quarters at 1329 and three quarters. August is down 107 at 1295. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.